And this is your Monday, and a happy one to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's some Monday motivation.
He filled his tank over the weekend.
It's like what we like to see.
That's expensive.
It is the 20th day of the fourth month of 2026. 110 in, 255 left to go. Everybody got their Earth Day decorations coming up. It's 2 days away.
Just make sure they're not disposable. You want to reuse, re-earth, recycle.
It's been up at Walmart for like a month. I mean, come on. 15 days and we'll be into Cinco de Mayo. 20 until Mom's Day. 35 until a Memorial Day weekend. Today is 420.
Ow.
There you go. It's National Cheddar Fries Day. That's appropriately timed.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
What about Swiss? Monterey Jack? Queso?
Easy there. Tap the brakes.
Settle down, sister.
It's only Monday. It's National Look-Alike Day. Mm. Do you have a doppelganger of celebrity proportions?
I was thinking about this. Do you know who Sarah Chalk is from the show Scrubs?
Yeah, was also the Becky replacement on Roseanne back in the day.
That's what I hear. It's really? The heart-shaped face. What about you?
I always get Conan O'Brien because of our massive basketball-sized heads.
Oh, you don't
and
have
And calicky hair.
You don't have a massive.
Although his is red. And he has a lot more money. And taller. It's National Cold Brew Day. Oh, bruh.
Coffee, not beer.
Oh, okay. World Arm Wrestling Day.
Oh.
Feel free to participate if you choose. I wonder who would win an arm wrestling tournament up here.
Wasn't there a movie about that with Sylvester Stallone?
Over the Top. Meet me halfway. Across the sky.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I'd do okay.
Hang in there, brother.
Yeah. I definitely would win.
Arm wrestling, lots of alcohol.
My money's on Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple upside down cake.
That's Tim's favorite, my brother-in-law.
Oh, Tim, who loves space.
Who loves space
there
and his
go.
Wife and one beer and a pineapple upside down cake.
Pizza delivery driver appreciation day.
Look, go you.
Now being replaced by drones and or robots. You'll be all right.
Hang in there, brother.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And National Squat Day.
Like, do your squats or you're not doing squat?
I'm not sure. I think that was maybe what tax day was on my end. Trying to figure out how much do I take out of squat or diddly. On this date in history, things happen. And we start with the 1979 story we had to look up several years ago when it first came up. And sure enough, it existed. It was real. President Jimmy Carter in 1979 on this date was attacked by a swamp rabbit while on vacation in Plains, Georgia.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit? Like
swamp
a,
rabbit.
Like a distant
different.
Cousin of Howie?
It's a different scenario.
Howie would never do that. See, he needs to make good choices.
There are
choices.
Parts of Georgia that are off limits. Let's just put it that way.
Gosh.
In country music history, big date on this date in 1993, Shania Twain releases her self-titled debut album. It failed miserably. Also coming out on this date, Tim McGraw's debut studio album in 1993. That failed miserably.
Oh.
But Toby Keith did pretty well with his. Yeah, his self-titled. All these three albums came out on the same date in 1993. Of course, Toby should have been a cowboy, did I? 1999, that was when the Columbine shooting occurred. 2008, Danica Patrick becomes the first female winner in IndyCar history.
Ooh.
This was IndyCar.
See?
The only race she ever won.
Women are such good drivers.
It was in Japan.
And even Ken Buckner agrees.
They went backwards. On this date in 2010, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig.
That
had its problem there in the Gulf. Yeah.
I remember interviewing Trace Adkins about that. Because he used to be a oil rig.
Is there a job Trace Adkins has not done?
No.
Golly. And on this date in 2012, Willie Nelson down Austin Way was there as they unveiled the Willie Nelson statue, appropriately for Willie on his favorite day. Happy 57th birthday today to Wade Hayes. He's an Oklahoma kid. We'll play him coming up. I wonder if at this point he's old enough to know better. Are you ever? Joey Lawrence is 50 today.
Oh, he was so dreamy. He was on the Tiger Beat covers.
He was the first guy to come up with, and first Joey that came up with, a thing. And then all Joey subsequently started doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, it's my Joey conspiracy.
Is it the O in the name?
Whoa.
Like it sounds like their name? Joey? Whoa?
I think they just didn't have any other good bits. Carmen Electra is 54.
She's on the Baywatch.
Most of hers may be 54.
Yeah,
thank you.
Some have it.
Crispin Glover. That is George McFly, the dad in Back to the Future. Hey, you. 62 today. And a very weird individual. Very strange. Jessica Lange is 77. The old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, is 81.
Football, not just any ball.
Congratulations.
Sports! That's right.
And Star Trek's George Takei, Sulu, is 89 today. Also, happiest of birthdays to Stan the Man. That is my father-in-law.
Aww.
Happy birthday today.
Hey.